The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host, and this is a late night, 9 p.m. late for those of us who are old enough to pinch our sciatic nerves or whatever the hell it is. If you're watching on YouTube, Thursday, May 12th. If you're listening to the podcast on audio form, Friday, May 13th. Bum, bum, bum. Joining me to break down the entire NFL schedule, the one, the only, a man who has been live blogging up until about 9, 10 p.m., John Breach. What's up, buddy?
For once, it is my fault that we started late. I will take all of the blame. You know, maybe if we got the schedule beforehand, other people, we could start on time.
I know.
But we do not. We don't know anything until 8 p.m.
Dominic's in the chat complaining that Around the NFL already has their podcast out. Yeah, because they recorded it at 3 o'clock this afternoon. If you'll notice, Greg Rosenthal's on, go to NFL.com and, Rosenthal's on, some show, because they don't have to worry about recording their podcast. They put it in the can hours ago because they get the schedules way ahead of time, and then they talk about it. We find out, like the rest of the world, at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Brinson, we clearly need to make more friends at the NFL headquarters, so they will send us the schedule. It will say top secret for Breaches and Brinson's eyes only, but we have not done that. We are just, we're the peons, man. We're the peons who get the schedule last.
You want to start with week one, which was kind of revealed this afternoon. So let's rip through week one. I think there's some pretty good games out there. Obviously, Bills at Rams. And I'm not going to tell you to take the L. We already talked about this. You said typically you don't see a team get a Thursday opener and then a Monday Night Football week two game, but the Bills are getting just that, part of the doubleheader in week two against the Titans. They head to Los Angeles to play the Rams. It makes sense from the, I think the NFL is basically saying, whatever, sorry, Titans, tough, whatever, because they want a team like the Bills heading to Los Angeles. The Bills are the Super Bowl favorite. The Rams are the defending Super Bowl champion. This could easily be the Super Bowl matchup. It could be the first game you see and the last game you see of the 2022 NFL season. And I think the NFL absolutely loves the idea of Buffalo and Los Angeles, Matthew Stafford, Josh Allen. It would be a shock if this game was not extremely competitive, pretty high scoring, and extremely fun and entertaining to kick off the season. So it makes total sense. Even if one of these teams got down 21 points at any point before 5 minutes left, there's a decent chance they can figure out a way to come back just because they're so explosive and have so much talent on both offenses. So I love it. And I think the NFL is just trying to max out the star power. Any thoughts on that game, Breach? We talked about that one a little bit.
Well, yeah, we did. And just to be clear, I thought the Bills were the obvious choice up until Monday morning. I thought the Bills were going to be the choice up until Monday morning when they got announced for...
I love how much this bothers you.
It bothers me because the Titans got so hosed. How do you give the Bills the week one opener and then give them 10, 12 days off to prepare for Tennessee and then have Tennessee play on Sunday and just get not even close to as much rest? I don't know how you botch that on the first 2 weeks of the season. I see it like if it's week 17.
Or seriously switches to CBSSports.com instead of NFL.com to try
week 15 or one of those things. I see how you the puzzles just have to fit as they are. But when these are the games that you pre-announced out to the public and that you're all this hoopla around them, and you know, like Tennessee has to go to Buffalo. They literally have no advantage to playing this Monday game when Buffalo's all this. It just blows my mind. But yes, I do think this was the right call. I think it's two exciting teams, and you really look at the rest of the Rams' home schedule. Maybe the Cowboys or the Broncos would have brought the firepower. But look, you never want Russell Wilson in his first game in Denver. You don't know what's going to happen. There would have been too much mystery there. The Cowboys were in the game last year, so definitely the Bills felt like the right call. And man, do the NFL, do they love the Bills this year?
Yep. The Bills are going to get a lot of primetime games. They're the Bengals, by the way. We'll get to that in a second. I think interesting there on 1 o'clock at CBS, Cleveland at Carolina. By the way, the Rams are 1-point favorite, so a high expectation from Vegas that will be a great game. The Browns at the Panthers. I know that's not an attractive game from a, like, will it be competitive or will it be interesting? Or will the Panthers be good at all? But this is a, will Deshaun Watson be playing week one? And the spread, Browns minus 4.5 at Carolina, indicates that Vegas is at least hedging towards he will be playing. Now, I don't think anyone there knows anything. I just think they don't want to be burnt by making it like Browns pick 'em or Panthers minus one, which is, you know, just egregious if Deshaun Watson is playing. So that's not a huge surprise to me that that's the spread. I did You Better You Bet with Nick Costos earlier on Thursday evening, and that's actually the spread we predicted. What do you think? Any thoughts on that at all, Breach? Well, you know what? Actually, don't even worry about it. We'll get to Steelers and Bengals because that's another 1 o'clock game. And the Bengals are 6-point favorites against Pittsburgh. I mean, can you imagine telling somebody that like 2.5 years ago?
That's unbelievable. I mean, I don't know.
You're literally in shock about it.
It doesn't make any sense. And you know, the thing is that usually Vegas doesn't disrespect the Bengals. Like usually the point spreads are in the Bengals' favors because nobody's betting on them. And so usually can get some juice with the Bengals. Not this game, not now. Clearly if Vegas was getting burned on the Bengals last year, they're going to make sure it's not going to happen again this year. I am surprised that it's this big though. I mean, look, sure, we don't know who the Steelers quarterback is going to be. That's obviously a huge, huge deal. And yes, the Bengals did slaughter the Steelers twice last year. I think they beat them by a combined score of 65-20. They won both games by at least 2 touchdowns. But still, you know, like what if Mitchell Trubisky goes in there and plays lights out or Kenny Pickett? The opener is such a random event where you don't know anything about either team. What if the Bengals offensive line guys, what if the guys they brought in aren't as good as we think they're going
to
be?
Or what if they're trying to like learn how to play together? I mean,
right. And they're going against TJ Watt. That's tough to learn how to play against or play with each other and get that team chemistry building against a guy like TJ Watt. So you have no idea. So that is a huge point spread that I don't love.
I kind of like the Bengals in that spot, but you're right. Week one can get weird. George Mountain in the chat asked, what is the Packers Vikings spread? It's Green Bay at Minnesota. I think it's a pick 'em, but it may have creeped towards Packers minus, oh boy, Bruins are blowing out the Hurricanes. Crap. Packers minus one. Another game that piqued my interest. I can't believe I say this, but Jags at Washington. What? The Commandos hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. Washington minus 4.5. This is notable because it's a double sort of revenge game for Carson Wentz. Not only is he playing against his old coach, Doug. That's Doug Peterson for those of the uninitiated in the Doug Club. He's also going against a team that basically got him tossed out of Indianapolis because he lost to the Jaguars in week 18, missed the playoffs, and now he kicks off his career with Washington against Jacksonville. That doesn't feel like an accident by the NFL.
No, I actually love the NFL's sense of humor. Somebody in the NFL scheduling office is clearly a hilarious person because that is the only reason you would send Carson Wentz to play against Jacksonville in his first game with the Commanders after his last game with the Colts was against Jacksonville. I love this matchup so much. I don't even know. I mean, it feels like the Commanders are probably the better team, but we saw Carson Wentz played against Jacksonville in week 18 when the Colts were the way better team. So I'm not sure that I love Washington in this spot. And I think Trevor Lawrence with a competent coach might actually play competent football. And so I would be afraid of taking Washington. So
I think there's a decent chance the Jaguars win this game outright.
I mean, completely within the realm of possibility. I don't think that's crazy.
The primetime games in week one are absolutely loaded, whether you agree with the talent matchups or the storyline matchups. Sunday Night Football, the first edition of Mike Tirico with Chris Collinsworth. Maria Taylor slides to the pregame show, replacing Tirico, who's replacing Al Michaels, who's calling Thursday night games on the Amazon package. Bucks at Cowboys, a rematch of week one from last year. An awesome game. I actually think the Bucks are, Costas and I were looking at this, the Bucks are -3 at Dallas. That was shocking to me because Tom Brady's playing. I don't know if Vegas heard. Vegas did here because Tom Brady's playing. -3. But like the Cowboys are still a decent team and almost beat them as an 8.5-point dog in Tampa last year. Yeah, the Bucks probably had a better offseason. But I mean, I don't think the talent gap is that big. Still a massive Sunday night game. Tom Brady coming back from his 40-day retirement. He's going to go to Fox next whenever he's done against the Cowboys in Dallas. Like, that's a premier game.
Yeah, absolutely. And we saw these two play a thriller last year. I wouldn't expect anything less. And I think, these teams feel pretty evenly matched. I don't think that 2.5 or 3 points, I think Caesars has it 2.5 now, is too far off. That feels about right where it should be.
I thought the Cowboys would be favored, but maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you don't run sports books, Brinson.
I'm betting on the Cowboys in that game.
How much? All of it? Bet the house?
Not all of it.
You bet the house?
No, I'm not going to. No.
Oh, man. Brinson's going to get a mortgage on his house. He's betting it.
Monday night, probably going to be a big point spread. I actually haven't. I think it's, I want to say it's like 5.5 or maybe 6.5. Broncos -6.5 at. Seahawks.
I'm looking at Caesars right now, and it says 3.5.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, Broncos favored by 3.5.
I mean, you got to take the Broncos. I feel like that's a weird one. Russell Wilson's return. First game of his career as a Denver Broncos player is in Seattle. Again, as you point out, the NFL schedule makers do not lack for a sense of humor and an interest in the, like, people are like, oh, this rivalry game, like Prisco's always like, yeah, this revenge game, this is a stupid narrative. It's like, listen, buddy, the people who put the schedule together believe in the revenge narrative. So it's a real thing because they have sent Russell Wilson on Monday night to play in Seattle in his first game as a member of the Denver Broncos after being traded by Denver. It is a legitimate thing.
Well, you know, let me just say this real quick. When we're talking about Buccaneers Cowboys, I kind of go down. We got the week one games at 6 p.m., so we've had them a couple hours. And I kind of went down looking at who I would pick in each game. And in my head, the last game we just talked about, Buccaneers Cowboys, right now I'd probably pick the Buccaneers by 3 points. The point spread's 2.5, so that makes sense. That maybe I could be flipped to the Cowboys. I would literally pick the Broncos by 2 touchdowns in this game right now. I just don't see. We don't know who the Seahawks quarterback is going to be. I don't care if it's Drew Lock or Geno Smith. I think either one of them will get destroyed by the Broncos defense. And you have that Russell Wilson factor of, oh, this is what happens when you let Russ cook and he throws for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns. I mean, maybe there's something I'm missing here and it's in Seattle and the crowd will be crazy. I get that. But I really like the Broncos.
I mean, I can envision a weird scenario where the Seahawks win, like just total ball control. Russ isn't on the same page with his receivers. Seattle pressure is somehow getting home. They know his tendencies. He fumble. Russ is going to be locked in to come in and like get revenge on Seattle. But the stadium is going to be loud for Russ's return. And do you think they'll boo him when he comes out? I think they'll cheer him.
Oof. I don't think they'll boo him, but I'm not sure they'll cheer him.
It's not like Tom Brady
forced his way out.
It's not like Tom Brady coming back to New England. I mean, it's not like.
Yeah, no, it is not like Tom Brady coming back.
He won a Super Bowl there. I don't know. It's tough. All right, let's get to some holiday games. Thanksgiving. Absolutely stacked. That's pretty stacked, actually. Bills at Lions. The 12:30 game on CBS. Oh, boy, another Lions game on CBS. Actually, I think the Fox had it last year, so I shouldn't complain too much.
Yeah, we switch every year. Yeah, we get the Lions every other year.
Yeah, we get the Cowboys. Well, yeah.
Don't jinx it, Brinson.
This is a pretty good year to get the Lions, Breach. The Lions are actually frisky. They're hosting the Bills. The Bills look like a great team, but we've seen the Bills lay an egg against the Jaguars last year. I could see Detroit hanging in this one. I haven't seen a spread for this. I would guess it's like Buffalo minus 5, maybe Buffalo minus 6.5 or something like that.
Well, the thing is, I don't know why the NFL hasn't been doing this more often. Again, I am not in charge of making the schedule, but all you have to do is put one sexy team in there with the Lions, and everyone will watch. And we just haven't had that. Last year, they played the Bears. The year before that, they think they played the Texans.
They always try to do like a divisional matchup, thinking like that's going to work, like Vikings and Lions. Like, no, well, we don't want Vikings and Lions.
In three of the past 4 years, they played the Bears. And that the 1 year where they didn't, they played the Texans. And so it's like, who wants to watch that?
Trying to make Bears happen.
Right. And so by putting the Bills, a team that people actually want to watch in that early game, I think this could be one of the highest rated Lions Thanksgiving games in quite a while. And
especially with the Lions being very like frisky, covering the spread a bunch. And, you know, between like DeAndre Swift and Jameson Williams, TJ Hockenson, Josh Allen, maybe Jared Goff to some extent. Also, you're going to have, of course, Stephon Diggs, Dawson Knox. Like, my point being is there's a ton of fantasy people involved in this first game now, whereas with the Bears and the Lions last year, the last few years, it felt like nothing. Like, you didn't need to watch. You know, you weren't, you know, Thanksgiving Day around lunchtime, you weren't hanging around, like, you know, hunkering on the TV looking at these fantasy players. Giants at Dallas, 4:30 game on Fox in Dallas. I think the Giants are improved enough this year with the Evan Neal, Kayvon Thibodeau, a motivated Daniel Jones, a much better coaching staff, we think, and, you know, some not really great skill position guys, but maybe enough firepower to compete. I think that it's not like a super sexy game, but it's a divisional matchup in Dallas on Thanksgiving. If we've seen plenty of times where Dallas lays an egg at home at Thanksgiving, what they lost to the Bills, the Raiders, the Panthers. They've lost to Washington before. It's like just that schadenfreude of losing a divisional game to a below average, like mortal enemy is kind of intriguing.
Yeah. And they've lost 3 straight Thanksgiving games. So it's completely within the realm of possibility. It's the
Panthers, Bills, and Raiders, right?
Yes. That sounds right. Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
No, Washington. Bills, Raiders, and Washington. But then the flip side of that is that the Cowboys have absolutely been dominating the Giants. They beat them 9 out of 10 times. And the only one where the Giants won was because I think the Cowboys rested their starters in the season finale. So you can't even count that. So really, it's just been domination. But, you know, maybe Brian Daboll changes things. It'd be exciting to see that offense and see how he coaches on a national stage like this. So I don't mind this game. I'm usually not a huge fan of having the NFC East forced upon us in primetime or in island games. But I do find this game fascinating.
It's also, while this is an island game and it is, you know, primetime, I suppose. I mean, it is primetime when it finishes up. It's also like, you know, everybody's sort of settling in after, you know, after long, like, you know, it's Thanksgiving, right? I mean, you're sort of settling in. You're finally getting down to your seat. You know, I don't mind having this game in this spot. If it gets out of hand, I can, you know, go hang out with my parents and like eat pumpkin pie or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what, though? This is interesting because the Cowboys Thanksgiving game is usually one of the 2 highest rated games all year. And so for them to put the Giants here, you don't want the Giants to flop.
Yeah, for sure.
The NFL is saying we think maybe they'll be competitive.
The Giants are kind of getting respect from bookmakers, too. The New England Patriots at the Minnesota Vikings, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Thanksgiving night on NBC. And you know what? My initial thought was, oh, man, this is kind of – I was initially like, oh, can Minnesota hang with the Pats? I was like, wait a minute. I forgot Tom Brady's on the Pats. This is like a sneaky great game that doesn't look that sexy, but you're going to have 2 teams who are going to be very much involved in the wild card race and potentially division race if they get even friskier than we think in their respective conferences. This kind of lines up as a massive game where, I mean, what's the line going to be on this? Like Minnesota minus 2?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Feel free to continue.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, look, the thing is with these Thanksgiving games, and we just kind of mentioned it with the Lions playing an NFC North or divisional opponent, most of the time, not all of the time. And it felt like they were getting a little stale with the primetime game. Like, hey, let's just throw the Saints. You know, the Cowboys and Lions always play on Thanksgiving. It was like they were trying to make the Saints happen. I think they've played on Thanksgiving in three of the past 4 years. They played the Falcons a couple times. And so I think it's interesting to get some new blood. And I like the idea of watching these two teams play on Thanksgiving. I think watching Kirk Cousins go up against Bill Belichick's defense is going to be a very, very fascinating matchup, because if anyone can fluster Kirk Cousins, I feel like it's Belichick. So that's me picking the Patriots right now.
I'm watching the Panthers content team put out a like an 80s or like I guess a 90s a video, like, listen to Montel Jordan, this is how we do it, and like giving out the schedule in like a like very much retro fashion. I would say that this is one of the best videos that we've seen put out, but you can't top the what the Chargers did.
Right? The anime can't be topped.
Did you see their release? Do you see what they did for the Jaguars game?
I was literally watching it when I signed on, and then you were like, "What's that sound?" And I didn't want to tell you because I wanted to finish watching it. Yeah, the Jags is hilarious.
Yeah, it's just like it's like Urban Meyer anime.
They also had a hilarious joke about the Falcons, the Falcon ran into a Waffle House sign and it said 28% off.
It was like week five Browns. It was like redacted. Our lawyer said, do not do this. to Sean. All right. Christmas. Those are, if you're looking for the best schedule release videos, Chargers and Panthers social media teams, typically the best in the biz. So go check those out at Chargers at Panthers. Christmas Day games. Breach was correct. Saturday, December 24th features a full slate. So Christmas Eve, a full slate of 1 p.m. games. Let's scroll down a little bit, Debo, there. And we'll get to only 2 4 o'clock games. So a little respect for the Christmas Eve service. Just a modicum of respect, not a whole lot. And it's Washington and San Francisco and Philly at Dallas. So there's Philly at Dallas, obviously, will be the primetime game, I would think. Like, you know, you can... Yeah, people in Texas probably don't. That's Central Time anyway, so maybe they. I don't know. Anyway, if you want to go to church, 5:30, 6:30 Christmas Eve service, you can probably get away with it. Debo, obviously a heathen, he won't go. He'll be watching Jerry Jones, celebrate a victory over my Eagles, his Eagles. But then a 8:15 game on NFL Network, Raiders at the Steelers, and then on Christmas Day, we kick off at 1 o'clock. See, these three game slates on like Thanksgiving and Christmas Day are so much more fun with the DFS now, because you can play, you know, a full day's worth of DFS content. Green Bay at Miami, 1 p.m. Kind of a spicy little matchup, right? I mean, if the Dolphins are good, if the Dolphins are in the hunt for the AFC East and a good football team, that becomes a really interesting game, I think.
Yeah, it does. But like, didn't the Packers play on Christmas last year? You couldn't pick any other team. I don't hate it. But also, if you're gonna have the Packers, like,
what have been Lambeau Field?
Well, yeah. What do you think of Christmas? You think of snow and winter? Why is this game in Miami? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, look, if you just look at the whole Christmas schedule as a whole, and we can go through each game. But if you're talking about the NFL said, let's put some superstars on Christmas and let's steal all of the NBA's thunder. Let's have Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson and Tom Brady and Kyler Murray and the defending Super Bowl champions, the reigning champs. Let's put them all on Christmas so everyone will be watching us. And that's really what it feels like they did here.
Yeah, that's a good point. Denver at LA is a monster. 4:30 p.m. on CBS. Just an absolute behemoth of a game between Russell Wilson and Matthew Stafford. You know, like I said before, when we were talking about this on the pod earlier in the week, that's a potential Super Bowl like preview. I mean, it wouldn't be that shocking. And then Tampa Bay and Arizona. Tampa Bay's almost feels like, as long as Tom Brady plays a full season, they're going to go to the playoffs and probably win that division. But Arizona will be fighting for a playoff berth. And yes, Kyler Murray, Tom Brady, two big superstars, 8:20 p.m. on NBC. Like, I find the Christmas Day slate much more appealing than the Thanksgiving Day slate.
Yeah, I think that is absolutely true, because you have 2.5 good games, whereas Thanksgiving is just kind of meh. You don't know that, you know, the lines could be horrible. Well, you just don't know. There's just too many question marks at Thanksgiving, and Christmas is just feels like home run, and a double with the Packers Dolphins.
That's right. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we will talk about the international matchups as well as the best primetime games in each of the three windows. Next.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived.
Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
International games. We talked about these, I think. Did we talk about all these? I can't remember anymore.
Yes, we did. When the religion got announced, we talked about them a little bit.
We didn't know what we knew what the matchups were. We didn't know when they were there, right? Or did we?
No, we did. They announced that last Wednesday.
That's so, right. All right, so we'll be quick on them. All right, pick it. What's your favorite international game between week 4, Vikings Saints in London, week 5, Giants Packers in London, week 8, Broncos Jaguars in London, week 10, Seahawks Bucks in Germany, or week 11, 49ers Cardinals in Mexico. That's right, because they even made that terrible German accent what we did before. And then I thought about it. I was like, I shouldn't do a Spanish / Mexican accent here.
You know what my favorite game is? I was going to say 49ers Cardinals. I'm going to think outside the box and go with Denver versus Jacksonville. Look, and it's only because Jacksonville is surprisingly usually good in London. But that's where they won their
first. They might not be terrible this year.
They might not be terrible. And for what they've been to London so many times that they understand the sleep schedule. They understand the traveling and they're playing the Broncos or coming from the mountain time zone. So this game basically starts 7:30 a.m. on the Broncos bodies. And so I am very, very fascinated by that game. I don't think it's just going to be the Broncos walking all over Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I think if I had to pick another one, by the way, it's shocking. Do you know what the point spreads are for Giants, Packers, and Broncos, Jaguars? Because they're exactly the same.
No.
What would you guess?
What was the first one?
Giants and Packers and Broncos and Jaguars.
5.5.
What? Why would you guess that low? It's 6.5.
That was only a point off.
I know. I was thinking it'd be 10.
Oh, no. I mean, for the reasons I said. Jacksonville's 4-2 in their last 6 London games.
Fair.
They beat the Ravens 44-7. Do you remember that one? No one saw that coming.
That's true. That is true. All right, let's get. My buddy just did a video. We were tossing cheese balls off a deck. Like it was literally a year ago today, and we were and one of my friends was like going to try and jump off the deck and catch one in his mouth. As he's like running, he hits the edge and just falls straight down. It's you kind of had to be there. Anyway,
yeah,
it wasn't that good. I'm going to be laughing about it for about 10 minutes.
Oh boy.
Notable primetime games. All right. Here are the I pulled 5 games from the Thursday night football slate that I thought were the best. Feel free to add, subtract if you are so inclined. I had Chargers at Chiefs week 1, Dolphins at Bengals week 4, and I've skipped over Steelers Browns because we don't know the status on either of those quarterbacks. Chargers Chiefs is week 2. Apologies. Colts at Broncos in week 5, Ravens at Bucks in week 8, and Bills at Pats in week 13. I think you'd also throw in Titans at Packers in week 11. And Raiders Rams in week 14, if you were so inclined, but I kind of, and maybe Cowboys Titans in week 17, but I kind of gave it a B, kind of wanted to go B minus for Thursday night football. Not the world's, not the best schedule you thought you'd get with the Amazon purchase.
Yeah. I mean, obviously they announced the Chargers Chiefs went at the draft because they knew that was going to be a headliner. I love Cowboys Titans. I mean, I can't believe you're not fired up about that one. Dallas in Nashville, the week of New Year's. Brinson, I'm going to Airbnb my place and make like $6,000. This is a gold mine. I'm not going to be on any podcast. I'm going to be in Caribbean. It's my Airbnb money. And I'm looking at your list. Man, you are just hating on the Titans. You don't have Titans Packers on this list? What are you doing? How do you leave both Titans games off? And they're playing Titans
Packers could work.
They're playing the Titans, who were the number one seed in the AFC last year.
I mean, don't act like the Titans
against two division winners, and you have to both off your list. Amazing. What a bunch of Titans hate.
Who do you want me to take off the list for one of those Titans games?
Not
Bills Pats. Maybe Bills Pats.
Colts Broncos.
I feel like Colts Broncos. All right, so here's my argument for Colts Broncos. You wouldn't take off Dolphins Bengals, though.
If I was not a Bengals fan, I probably would have taken off Dolphins.
I mean, Tua versus Burrow is a pretty key match.
Fine, I'll take off Dolphins Bengals. Why did you make me do that, Brinson?
Yeah,
Colts Broncos. Put one of the Titans games on.
Colts Broncos feels to me like the winner might end up being a wild card tiebreaker, like a head to head wild card tiebreaker potentially.
But also, Bills Patriots is in Week 13. Titans Packers in Week 11, where. Even if either of those teams struggle at all, they'll both be in playoff contention in Week 11. Cowboys Titans, man, I can't believe you left that off.
I mean, all right.
Why are you hating on Nashville?
Best of the Sunday night slate.
Ooh-wee.
I had a much bigger list for Sunday night. It's Sunday night football. It's like Sunday night football is what Monday night football was in the 90s and the 2000s, right? At this point. Bucks at Cowboys Week 2. Yeah, it's a monster. Is that Week 1? Did I mess that up? That's Week 1, isn't it? Yeah.
It's week yes.
One. And then I had... Did I leave Chiefs at... I missed Chiefs at Bucks somehow. That's obviously would... Wait, this is confusing the crap out of me.
What are you confused by, Brinson? Can you please tell me?
Did I do these wrong? What is week four?
Did you mess up your notes?
Oh, you know what? I need to take off 49ers at Broncos and put on. This is horribly formatted with the thing that Debo has on the screen. Chiefs at Buccaneers has to be on there. Like that has to be on the list of great games. I don't know how.
And you made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Brinson added 9 games out of all of these and did not include Chiefs Buccaneers.
Weird. How did I miss that? Anyway, that's, I think, week four. Oh, I had week four and I just put the wrong game down. That's what happened. So that's Chiefs Broncos. Chiefs at Buccaneers is a monster game. That makes the list. Bengals at Ravens in week 5. Cowboys at Eagles week 6. Packers Bills week 8. Bengals at Steelers week 11. I was just trying to throw you a bone. You can take it off again if you want. I was trying to help you out with these Bengals games. Packers at Eagles.
You helped me out with the Bengals games, and you know who you left off? The freaking Titans. Titans Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Titans Chiefs is good, too. I mean, I wasn't going to put 15 games on here.
You're not going to put any Titans games, apparently.
I think the Titans are
low. You were so anti-Titans.
I think there's a chance the Titans are meh.
Number one seed in the AFC, Brinson.
That's last year.
This respect here is unbelievable. That's a good question.
You said Broncos week 14. I mean, yeah, that's intriguing as hell. Rams at Chargers week 17. Overall, this slate is just an A+ there. Cause we talked about, you got Brady at Kyler on Christmas. The week before, you got Pats at Raiders. Colts at Cowboys could be a great matchup. I mean, like, this is Sunday night is the crown jewel of primetime for the NFL these days. It has been.
If you could vote on one of these games to get flexed out, based on the teams won't be good by the time we get there, which one do you think it would be?
Bengals Steelers.
Oh, ho, ho! Oh, Ryan.
No, I would say Pats Raiders.
Steelers will be 3-8.
Pats Raiders?
I could see Pats Raiders getting.
Both teams have to be bad? Maybe it's Steelers Dolphins.
Oh yeah, they can.
What would you have guessed?
I was gonna say Patriots Raiders. Feels like
Pats Raiders. Like that could be a stinker.
The whole AFC West, just looking at all those schedules,
they are pimping out the AFC West this year. I mean, it is like they are getting primetime galore. It's like a mid-90s NFC West schedule is what it is. Or, I mean, AFC schedule, excuse me.
Yeah, they're just rough though. Like, man, like the Chargers. Let's see. starting in week 10, the Chargers play 8 of 9 teams that finished with a winning record last year and blah, blah, blah. It's from last year. But when you look at the list of teams, they feel like teams are probably going to be pretty good again this year. So
for sure.
It's just, it's rough.
Yeah, it's a tough scene. All right. Monday Night Football. Broncos and Seahawks week 1. That has to make the list. Rams at Niners week 4. Broncos at Chargers week 6. Bengals at Browns week 8. Wentz at the Eagles week 10. Rams at the Packers week 15. Chargers at Colts week 16. And Bills at Bengals week 17. I thought in between you have a lot of rivalry games. But like Wentz at the Eagles, I mean, you know, it's a competitive game and it's a big storyline. But man, I don't know. There was some like Bengals at Browns could end up being mad depending on what Watson's status is. The Bears at the Patriots, gross. Broncos at the Jaguars. Broncos Jaguars, is that wait, is that the international game?
Has to be. That is that's on ESPN Plus.
Ah, okay, that's why it was throwing me off. I wondered about that.
But yeah, that's international.
Yeah. It's ESPN. Yeah, I see what's going on. Oh, it's only on ESPN Plus too.
Correct. So you have to stream it.
There's a lot of streaming this
and
year.
No, Brenton, you cannot steal my.
I have ESPN Plus. You may not steal mine. Sure you do. The Cowboys Giants we talked about is, you know, yes. I mean, Vikings.
I can't believe the Cowboys Giants got Sunday night and Thanksgiving. That seems a little ridiculous.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. Saints Bucks could be fine. Pats Cardinals fine. Like Chargers Packers is awesome. Bills Bengals could be great. I don't know. I just didn't feel that. There's a TBD doubleheader January 7th too. So we'll see about that.
That's a Saturday night doubleheader.
Oh, Saturday night doubleheader. You're right. That's right. And I probably should have included the Titans at the Bills. I really did do the Titans dirt here.
Jeez, Princeton. My God.
You were about I didn't feel like this. Sunday night, this Monday night schedule was like incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's better. There's not a lot of duds, you know. Like Commanders, Eagles is okay. I'm sure
you saw the win storyline, no matter what, as long as he's healthy.
Right, right. And so, as long as if both teams are just if Washington goes in that game near 500, then it's and the Eagles have a winning record. It's definitely interesting.
Pat's Bears is probably the only dud. And yeah, even that could matter. It won't matter for playoffs. Steelers Colts could be kind of meh.
Yeah, I actually think it's a pretty good schedule for Monday.
It's a good schedule for Monday night because a lot of times with Monday night we get some bad games.
Yeah.
All right. What's in your little creative peanut brain? Did create a little that little squirrel turning a little gerbil running around in your head when you were doing the live blogging? You're looking at the schedules and you're seeing what's going on. What anything stand out to you like hardest schedules, easiest schedules, weird? Well, we'll have a show for Friday where we look at some more stuff too.
Well, that's good because I haven't even gone through the NFC schedules. I've only gone through the AFC schedules so far. And like I was saying, the Chargers have a back end of the schedule that's loaded with 49ers, Chiefs, Cardinals, Raiders, Dolphins, Titans, Colts, Rams, Broncos all in a row. So you're talking about that's how they end the season. And then. Wow. You have the Raiders. I could see the Raiders getting off to an ugly start. They open with the Chargers, the Cardinals, the Titans, the Broncos, and the Chiefs. That's their first 5 games. How many That's are they winning there, Brenton? How many are they winning there?
Say it again.
Chargers, Cardinals, Titans, Broncos, Chiefs. That is the Raiders' first 5 games.
1.
I mean, that's completely plausible.
I think three and two, you're loving life. 2 and 3, you're like, all right, you know, what can you do?
We survived.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that is interesting. And then those were kind of the AFC West schedules that I thought were the worst. Like the Chiefs got a couple, they got a 3-game road trip, which teams don't usually get. I think there's only a couple teams that got one of those. So, and that's really the division because everybody's so close. And so you look at the things that could like trip someone up. And then, we keep talking about the Titans, Brenton, they have a 5-game stretch starting in week 9, where they face the Chiefs, Broncos, Packers, Bengals, and Eagles. How many are they winning there?
Sure. Say the teams again.
Chiefs, Broncos, Packers, Bengals, and Eagles all in a row.
Chiefs, Broncos, Packers, like one? These are tough stretches. I mean, it probably ends up being like 2 and 3, right? Just because you get lucky. But those sort of stretches can bury your season.
And then one other interesting thing that I thought was that the Browns only got 2 primetime games. And
I'm surprised they got 2.
Oh, really?
Because you don't want to, I mean, like.
Well, that's the thing is I feel like the NFL didn't know how to kind of tiptoe around the Deshaun Watson issue, and they don't want to be plastering the Browns out in prime time. Because how many times is there a team that is 8-9 and you think they're going to be good? They usually get, especially a team like the Browns, if Baker Mayfield's the quarterback, I bet they get 3 or 4 prime time.
Yes, correct. But the fact that it's Deshaun Watson, you're like, is he going to, like, they don't know if he'll be suspended for those games. They don't know if he's, let's look at the Browns schedule. I mean, I just don't think you can, like, if you're the Browns, so interesting breach. Their 2 primetime games are week 4 on Thursday Night Football and week 7 at home on Sunday Night Football.
So maybe John's out 8 games and he misses both primetime games.
I mean, that was my initial thought. Or he serves a 6-game suspension and there is like high levels of intrigue coming. So it's either he's out 8 or he's back after 6.
He's back for the Bengals game on Monday night on Halloween. His first game is Monday Night Football. And that shoots to the top of the most intriguing Monday night game list.
I looked at the freaking wrong schedule. Hold on. There's so much crap out there right now. It's impossible. I was looking for Brown's schedule. I saw a tweet. It was the freaking.
The Bengals game's week 8, but still.
I mean,
get your point.
Yeah.
It's week 3 and week 7.
Yeah, week 3 is week 3 and week 8. And week 8 is the Bengals. So if he's out, yeah.
And they're both at home.
It feels like he's either out 8 or 6. If he's out 8, you don't have to worry about it. You're like, suspended Deshaun Watson. If he's not suspended at all, though, it becomes really awkward although interestingly enough, that first one against the Steelers in week 3 is Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. So you do dodge possibly a pretty significant portion of the Denver. Like, it's not on network television. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Stream it. So the demographic, there's a certain demographic of an age demographic that might be bothered by whatever you have to talk about. You know what I'm saying? I think Herb Street and Al Michaels could handle that in week 3. They probably were like, we'll take a Deshaun Watson game.
Yeah. I mean,
because if Watson's playing, that's going to drive viewership. And if he's not playing, maybe people tune in to see what they talk about or whatever. And then Halloween. Yeah. All right. We're going to talk about Dubin's best game from every week.
Does he already have it up? What?
Does we're gonna run through every single one of these. All right, week 1, Bills and Rams. I got no beef for that.
Looks good.
Two of the best teams in the football. Week 2, Chargers and Chiefs. Thursday Night Football. That's the debut of Michaels and Herb Street. I got no problem with that either. Like,
that's good.
I'm excited to see what Amazon's television product looks like.
Their streaming product, Brinson. This will not be on television.
Well, you know what I mean. Week 3, Packers at Buccaneers.
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, you got to go with that.
Yeah, look, the other options were like Chiefs at Colts, Bills at Dolphins, Rams at Patriots, Rams at Cardinals. Yeah, that's a winner. Week 4, Chiefs at Buccaneers. I mean, let's move right along. I don't care what the other options were. That's Mahomes and Brady again. That's the first time to go head-to-head against, since the Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
Adam Rutz points out, can Breach talk more about the Rams playing on the road against the Chargers? Week 5, Chargers at Browns. Yeah, I might go Cowboys at Rams, or Bengals at Ravens is pretty intriguing on Sunday Night Football.
Wait, what does Dubin have? What does he have?
Chargers at Browns.
Chargers at Browns. I think I'm more fascinated by Colts Broncos in week 5.
Yeah, I like Colts Broncos on Thursday Night Football or Bengals Ravens on Sunday Night Football more.
I was trying not to be Homer, Brinson.
Yeah, it's fine. week six, Bills to Chiefs.
Even Rams Cowboys is interesting. I feel like week five, that whatever Dubin choice would have been like my sixth choice.
Yeah, week five is good.
But we've agreed with him the first 4 weeks, so we had to hit hard this
week. Six, Bills at Chiefs. I don't need to look at anything else. Moving along, that's Bills Chiefs again. Yeah, always and forever. Week seven, Browns at Ravens. Chiefs at 49. So this is this portion of the schedule where it's like the NFL maxes out so like a ton of great games early on to like really get it going, and all of a sudden you're like, you sort of hit a wall in week seven. You're like,
right.
Week eight, Packers.
I would go Colts, Titans, though.
Okay.
Titans some love in week seven.
There you go. Packers at Bills in week eight. You're not going to hear me argue with that, even with Ravens and Bucks out there. And 49ers at Rams. And Packers at Bills is great. Week nine, Rams at Buccaneers. You know, again, massive rematch of that playoff game. So you won't hear me complaining. Week 10, Cowboys at Packers.
Ooh,
Broncos at Titans. Cardinals at Rams. Chargers at 49ers could have been all other options, but that, like, this is just a premier game. I wouldn't take any of the others once he listed over that. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Week 11, 49ers at Rams. I think that has a little bit of bust potential depending on Kyle Shanahan and Trey Lance and what happens with that, but I mean, these guys have played some really good football games in the past couple of years.
I'm probably going Chiefs Chargers, but maybe he didn't want to list that again because he had it in week two.
I think that was probably a rule he listed at the top, and we're like commenters yelling at him like, "Well, you can't." It's like, yeah, you just don't list it twice. Week 12, Rams at Chiefs. I mean, sure. Like, yeah. The other option, maybe Bengals at Titans. No.
What? Packers,
Eagles, no.
Disrespecting the Bengals and the Titans at the same time. Rams at
Chiefs is going to be awesome, bro. Week 13, Broncos at Ravens. Yeah, I don't see Chiefs at Bengals could be better.
Could be. Did you watch any of the Chiefs Bengals games last season?
I did, Breach.
They were instant classics, Brinson. What do you want from the Bengals?
I think he's probably trying to get the Ravens on here. But yeah, Chiefs Bengals. I might take Chiefs Bengals over that.
I might. I would.
Easy. I would too. Buccaneers at 49ers in week 14. Tom Brady, the Tom Brady fake revenge game. Raiders at Rams, Browns at Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, Dolphins, Chargers, Chiefs. I would go Chiefs, Broncos on Sunday Night Football, but I think he's trying to get some NFC love in here, maybe.
I could see that.
Yeah. Week 15, Pats at Raiders. I mean, Belichick versus McDaniels. That's a great choice.
Oh, yeah. That's fast.
Eagles at Buccaneers is good, too, but I'll take McDaniels, Belichick. Week 16, Eagles at Cowboys. Other options. Saints, Browns, no. Bengals at Patriots, maybe. Raiders at Steelers, no. Packers, Dolphins on Christmas. Or Broncos at Rams is better. Dubin, what are you doing? You Cowboys homer? Broncos at Rams on Christmas is better. What are we doing here? He has
Chargers, Colts on Monday night.
He has had the Rams on a bunch, so maybe that's what he was thinking. But I'll take Broncos, Rams instead of Eagles at Cowboys. Week 17, Bills at Bengals.
Easy.
Broncos at Chiefs, maybe.
Nope. Bills, Bengals.
You're a homer, but sure. That's a good.
Why? He put the Bengals for two straight weeks. Thanks, Dubin.
Yeah.
Look at week 18.
Week 18, Ravens at Bengals. See, he should swap out Broncos, Chiefs in week 17. And that could, just Dubin points out, that could be for the AFC Championship game. So that's a great matchup as well. All right.
That was exciting.
That's it. That's the schedule release. We'll have more coming out later.
Games, Brinson.
What's that?
There's 272 games to go.
Yep. We'll have Breach and I will come through the schedule. We'll uncover a bunch of different nuggets. Maybe we'll come back on Friday for YouTube, and then we'll do it for Monday and break down other items of note. In the meantime, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Hit the like button, subscribe, rate, and review for Breach. I'm Brinson. Enjoy the schedule. We will see you guys later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.